Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we have two attorneys, Jeff Giles and Keith Turney, talking about foreclosure mediation, and there's quite a lot going on in that area. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Fred Locken, Janice Flanagan, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Nevada Newsmakers 10th Annual Teen Edition is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association, Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada State Education Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Jeff Giles, attorney, and Keith Turney, who is also an attorney, and both specialize in foreclosures and foreclosure mediation. Let's start out with you, Keith, and talk about what's been going on with the Supreme Court and the mediation program.
Thank you, Sam, for inviting me on the show. A little way of background.
Please say that at the end of the 12 minutes. You have no idea how this is going.
Okay.
Fair enough. I'll never come back again. Yeah.
In 1911, the Nevada legislature adopted the Public Records Act, which is similar to the Freedom of Information Act. And the legislature said that for government to be accountable to the public has a right to access government activities. Thomas Jefferson went one step further and said, and when citizens start to suspect government activities, that accessibility becomes more paramount. In late 2010 and 11, civil rights for seniors were receiving numerous contacts from seniors about losing their homes to foreclosure, and they were telling us they weren't getting notice about this mediation program, or they were getting a certificate that said they didn't own the house, or worse, they went into mediation, never met with their lender, never saw the documents, and lost their house to foreclosure.
How could that be? I mean, that's the whole point, isn't it? That you have a mediator, you have the homeowner and hopefully their attorney, and the attorney for the bank who's supposed to provide all the documentation that says that they actually own the house.
Well, and when we saw that happening, we said, let's go to the program that administers this. Let's go to the administrative office of the courts, and let's get a handle on the records so maybe we can improve this process. Why weren't homeowners meeting with their lenders? That's what the program said you were going to do, but they weren't. They were meeting with servicers, didn't have the notes, didn't have the deeds, and again, we're losing their homes.
And this is, for those that may not understand this, the difference is that the normal person doesn't actually interact with the people that own their loan. Because in some cases it may be a complex financial instrument, but they meet with the people who do the monthly servicing, and that's how it works. But they're not the people who own the loan, which means they're not really the people that can make the decisions on whether a mediation could occur.
And that's you're absolutely correct. And that was the frustration we were seeing. And when you have a senior citizen sitting there overwhelmed by who or she is talking to, and the stories of how seniors were losing their homes. I mean, we had a senior contact me saying his grandmother was in a convalescent hospital. While there, she passed away, and she got served with 25 notices of default. And when her son went through the records, he couldn't find any notice that she had a right to mediate. And by that time, it was too late. The banks wouldn't deal with him, and so the home was lost. So we wanted to see why this was happening. We asked for the records, and we were denied the records from the administrative office of the courts.
This is Nevada, not U.S.
That's correct. Nevada. That's okay. The Nevada Supreme Court. You know, and the documents we wanted to look at were documents that are produced in the normal course of the agency's business, the mediator statements, trustee certificates. The trustee asks for permission to foreclose once the process starts, and the program gives that permission slip, so to speak, for it to go ahead. Well, we wanted to see why. Why were some of these trustee affidavits and certificates indicating that the homes were not owned by the principal when they were? You know, there's roughly 80,000 of these certificates have been issued by this program, and we can't see any of them.
But is it just for seniors, or is it for all homeowners?
Well, it started with a lot of seniors contacting us, and then by word of mouth, we had others start contacting us about all sharing the same problem. You know, and a week ago, the Supreme Court had some testimony on some new rules, and it was very troubling that some of the other law firms got up and said they were seeing patterns of homeowners, again, not receiving any notice that they had a right to mediate.
What do you make of this, Jeff?
Well, I think that there's a number of things going on here, not the least of which is they're coming out with new rules again from the Supreme Court on foreclosure mediations, which I think they're on their fifth draft. One of the things that really troubles me about the new rules is there is a provision that is going to say it is acceptable for the servicer to appear on behalf of the REMIC, the real estate mortgage investment conduit that owns the paper, when in fact those two parties have got conflicts of interest like crazy.
Well, now let me ask you this. Now, doesn't the servicer benefit if the property goes into foreclosure? Isn't it better for them for it to go?
Absolutely. There's a complete disincentive to make a deal for the homeowner, because if the servicer makes a deal for the homeowner, then the owner of the note says, you broke our rules, you broke our deal, you buy it back and you pay 100 cents on the dollar. Well, these are not worth 100 cents on the dollar. That's the problem. So they do everything they can so that the repurchase provisions don't come into effect. And that, I think, ipso facto, makes them very bad candidates to be the representative of the mortgage owner at these mediations.
All right, so why do you think, after all the efforts that the Supreme Court has made and appearing to be on the side of at least fairness to the homeowner, that they're doing this?
Well, the lobbyists have got somebody's ear. They were given notification that there was going to be a public hearing on the new rules, and the rest of us didn't. We just had to find it on the website. But, you know, I've written about it, and a number of other people have written about it. We hope these new rules don't get adopted in their present form, but if they do, I think that'll be the death knell of this program.
All right. And Sam, along this, actually, can we just take a break? We have to make some money here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nevada Newsmakers 10th Annual Teen Edition is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association, Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada State Education Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino in Reno. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with attorneys Jeff Giles and Keith Turney, both experts in foreclosure mediations.
So you've talked a little bit about the courts issues, but there's also a homeowner association element here. And actually, homeowners associations are actually foreclosing on Nevadans as well.
Oh, yeah. And that is a big deal lately because you don't get to mediate with an HOA foreclosure, a homeowner association.
Okay, hang on. I need to understand this. What the heck are homeowners associations doing? Are they foreclosing because somebody didn't pay their monthly dues?
They're foreclosing because they're a couple hundred dollars in arrears on their monthly dues.
Oh, my God.
And well, a couple of thousand in some cases.
And I say that with a small G.
A couple thousand in some cases.
Yeah.
But that's insanity.
But there is a real big problem right now in that when they go down in foreclosure, there have been a couple of court decisions that say the HOA foreclosure wipes out the first mortgage. And what we're seeing is people come in, bid at these HOA foreclosures, pick up a house for $5,000, $10,000, and then sue the bank to get the first declared to be unenforceable. And there are a couple of federal judges in Las Vegas that said, yeah, that's right. A couple of them up here said no. Now, what federal judges are doing ruling on these issues is anybody's guess. I think that's a real abuse. But that's what's happened.
Well, versus a state judge? I mean, you think they should be staying inside Nevada?
They should be staying in state court.
Okay.
But they're not. And therein lies one of the big problems in this whole system. The federal judges are guessing at what the Nevada Supreme Court is going to say. And that's going to take years for them to get to that point.
But what kind of garbage is that a homeowners association can... I mean, you know, we've seen enough trouble in this state, especially in Southern Nevada with homeowners associations, and a lot of people are going to go to jail over this in the course of time here. But what are they doing, you know, being able to rip somebody off for $2,000 in arrears, buying a house for $10,000. I mean, I don't have a lot of sympathy for the banks, but apparently they're getting to screw the banks too.
They're trying. It doesn't happen in all the cases, but there's some very well-funded, powerful interests that have come in. They've bought over 1,000 of these homes, and the bet is when the Supreme Court rules on it, that the first mortgage will be declared unenforceable, and therefore they'll have picked up a $500,000 house for $10,000.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. You know, you can't second guess the Nevada Supreme Court. It doesn't sound reasonable, but When you read
doesn't sound reasonable. That's the understatement of the year.
Well, when you read the opinions from the judges that have ruled on it, they sound very reasonable on both sides of the issue. So I don't know how it's going to come down. The trouble is it'll take a while to come down, and therein lies the problem, because people are ignoring the homeowners associations, thinking, well, what can they do to me? They can toss you out on your butt.
Keith, your thoughts?
Well, it's a huge problem in all the foreclosure issues, and the Supreme Court in its decision in the civil rights case has made it worse because we can't get access to anything. And what's ironic here is 2 weeks after they decided our case, the Supreme Court said, yet we'll allow the newspapers to get access to public employees' retirement funds. And in the other cases, they've said you can look at emails and phone records
of the governor.
Of the governor, yeah. But we can't see the documentation to find out who's foreclosing, why they're foreclosing, and if they're foreclosing illegally, that needs to be addressed. And we need access to those documents. But Jeff is right on. The HOA is now going to be another flame.
But the legislature dealt two sessions with this foreclosure issue, with the mediation aspect. How come this has gotten so messed up? Or was it because of the legislative action that this got messed up?
Well, it was because of the legislative action, I think. What they could have done was say, just like with county taxes, you lose your house in a tax sale, you've got a year to pick it up, or 2 years, whatever the statute says. There's no right of redemption on an HOA foreclosure, and there ought to be. And it's a very simple thing for the legislature to do, and it would disincentivize all these ridiculous foreclosures. On the other hand, it's going to make it very hard for the HOAs to collect what's owed to them. So, you know, it's a balancing act the legislature has to do, and right now they've got the thing kind of tipped.
But do you think the legislature will come back and address this? I know we're not there until 2015. It's kind of late for a lot of these seniors,
right. Especially.
But, I mean, is there something that can be done legislatively to prevent this from happening?
Well, yeah, they could enact a redemption period, but, okay. You know, who knows if they will do that. I mean,
well, and you've got all these court rulings in the meantime, and which could probably change the face of it, too.
Well, that's right. And the Nevada Supreme Court will almost certainly rule before the next legislative session, and hopefully they'll make some sense out of this because, you know, the law is supposed to abhor forfeitures, and these are the worst forfeitures I've seen. I mean, I've been practicing law for 30 years, and I don't get shocked by much, but this is truly shocking.
Well, is there something you can do now that'll help the seniors that are losing their homes to find this information out?
Well, that's a great question. Yes, they can contact us, Civil Rights for Seniors, go to our Facebook page, and we have tons of information on how to help seniors address all of these issues. You know, getting back to the rulemaking, you know, there is a rulemaking
committee. About 10 seconds.
But that, too, is secret because they've said it's part of the judiciary and not subject to the open meeting law.
You know what I think is so cool is that you're saying the seniors need to go check out their Facebook page, and that's where the seniors are right now. They're all on Facebook watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll be right back.
What is Facebook?
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
With a title loan from Rapid Cash, you can get up to $10,000 cash on the spot. Get the most cash out of your car and into your pocket. With Rapid Cash, you'll always get the most competitive rates. Keep your keys, keep your car, get your cash.
Love that Rapid Cash.
You know, I spent a lot of time with my father out in the field, so I really felt it was important to introduce both of my children to hunting and fishing and the outdoors at an early age, and hopefully they would pick that up as they got older themselves.
Hunting just really offers aspects to life with family that you couldn't really reach anywhere else. I'm proud of it because I feel like I have knowledge that I can share with those around me, and it just really makes you excited and want to share those experiences as far as hunting with other people too.
Welcome to Toyotathon. How can I help?
We need something safe for the little one.
Well, Toyotas are loaded with great safety features. It's important.
People call us overprotective.
Is there such a thing? There's a great selection here.
Right?
Yeah. I guess there is such a thing.
As what?
Lease a new 2013 Highlander for only $299 a month. Or choose $2,000 customer cash. Or 0% APR financing for 60 months. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need cash fast with flexibility, go to Rapid Cash for an easy pay installment loan and get more cash than a payday loan. Make flexible payments, you don't need a bank account, and consolidate your more expensive loans.
Love that Rapid Cash.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here. He's professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. And Janice Flanagan is the chair of the Washoe Dam. It's a pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you, Fred, Sam.
At the end of the day, what do you make of the budget agreement that the president's signing?
Well, I think it was brilliant. Honest to God, I wonder why they've taken so long to get to something so commonsensical. But then we still have the related party drama to it, which is so disillusioning. I mean, this
Why do you call it brilliant?
Well, I think that they were setting themselves up for, you know, such a black eye on the entire political and governmental process. I mean, we have done great damage to the republic with all of the stuff that has gone on, and the government shutdown here this fall was probably the final nail in a coffin of disillusionment with our political process. Both parties got that message very strongly. So the notion of finding compromise and actually functioning was the brilliant path. No one expected they'd do that. That's why I'm saying it's brilliant.
So, Janice, common sense finally rules the day?
Well, barely. I am very pleased that Patty Murray was able to protect Social Security and Medicare, at least for the moment.
Well, hang on a second. You can include Paul Ryan in there, can't you? At least say
his
name.
Well, Paul Ryan, at least he broke into the sequester a little bit. And the sequester has been, I think, very damaging to our country. I think we've lost a million jobs because of the sequester. It's been very painful.
And it never was supposed to be. I mean, it was supposed to be so awful
that
neither party would actually allow the sequester to go forward.
Well, that's it. They've been in such a strain of insanity, of just off the political charts in terms of the behavior, driven by, you know, both fringes. I mean, Democrats often were as guilty as the Tea Party on the right. The liberals have completely undermined the credibility of the Obama administration on a number of key points, have felt that they've been abandoned by him in terms of the promises of the campaign. So the fact that they, you know, finally came back to this and addressed the, you know, the super committee, we never thought it would get past the super committee. They didn't want these consequences, and we have now paid very heavily for the consequences.
Are you going to let Fred get away with that? Talking about the liberal side of your party?
Well, I don't blame us at all. I think we have been, I think we're where the American people are. I think the American people want to protect Head Start, and they want to protect the military pensions. They want to help people. And I think that the Republicans are doing everything they can to save the top 1% tax breaks. I think our country would be better off if everyone paid the same amount of tax on their income, if all income is taxed to the same rate, whether it's earned or unearned. I think there are a lot of things that could be done, but we're talking about major tax reform, and here we are. We're just barely getting a little bitty agreement. We'll never get tax reform.
I do disagree, though. I mean, really, both parties are guilty of being so non-commonsensical. They've both been capable of shooting themselves in the foot, and both parties have forgotten the American people in this dialogue and process, each being driven by their own set of special interests to support an agenda that really middle America is not that comfortable with. When we look at the government shutdown, yes, America blamed the Republicans more than the Democrats, but there was plenty of blame for the Democrats, and Democrats who share seats in the House and the Senate share the blame of a legislative system that is completely shut down and on a good day gets a 9% popularity rating, and on a bad day gets a 6% popularity rating. So America does not think either party at this point in time has earned the right to be the future of America.
Ms. Flanagan?
Well, the Congress may get very bad ratings. They do get very bad ratings. But people keep reelecting their Congress people. They say, my congressperson is just fine. It's everybody else's congressperson that's bad. And, of course, with the way that the election districts have been reconfigured, it is very difficult to get an incumbent out of office.
Well, and both parties have been guilty over the, for the life of elections in gerrymandering to create seats that were safe. Republicans have gotten very good at it at the state level, taking advantage of Republican majorities, and now Democrats are unhappy about it. And the failure goes further. I mean, the Democrats have been in power since 2009 with an elected president that seemingly is incapable of leading. I mean, part of our morass right now is a president that has still not found a stride, is in his second term, and now is facing being judged as a lame duck until we get to 2016. I mean, we have seen a failure of leadership. He's had a loss of confidence in the American voter. And so, frankly, both parties are damaged and carrying forward damaged goods to the 2014 and 2016 elections.
I think Obama is doing the best he can considering the trouble with Congress. He's hobbled it so many ways. The fact that so many of his appointees have not been able to sit into the position where he wants them, it really has stopped things from happening. Look how long it took for the Consumer Finance Bureau to get up and running, because those people wouldn't be confirmed. And this is something that would really help Americans. Now, we'll see.
Let me jump in for a second here, because, you know, I want to give you guys a breather here. We've only got about 30 seconds left, but John Boehner, I mean, in the middle
here... A spine.
Here,
he's got a spine.
Right, but I mean, is he not pushing the party further apart from itself?
Oh, they think that he's just chucked a grenade right in the middle of the party just in time for the start of the 2014 campaign. But he did what... perhaps we finally saw the John Boehner we thought we had as Speaker of the House. He has been just completely overwhelmed by the Tea Party. But the backbone that I saw in John Boehner, I was proud to see. And the party itself will have to deal with that reality.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
Why Marshall Realty?
Experience, results, and compassion is why we are number one. You get the most experienced team that is passionate about your results. Bottom line, we do truly care. Call me today and find out exactly why.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in our network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
This New Year's Eve, ring in 2014 with News 4. Starting at 11, join Bill Frank Moore, Shelby Sheehan, and the rest of the News 4 team as we look back at the year that was and welcome the new year with a spectacular fireworks show presented by Circus Circus Reno, El Dorado Hotel Casino, Harrah's Reno Casino and Hotel, and the Silver Legacy Resort Casino. Plus, live coverage of the festivities from South Lake Tahoe. The extravaganza starts at 11, and you'll see it only on News 4.
Why short sale now?
The Tax Forgiveness Act is the biggest benefit for homeowners ever. The Fresh Start program allows homeowners to buy a home after 1 year, and I will personally guarantee you full debt release or you never short sale, period.
Coming up on the program next week, Guy Rocha will be here, Howard Rosenberg, and the 10th annual team.